Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist On Calls. My name's Damon Cox, and welcome to this week's edition of the show. This week's theme has been sparked by a post that was made on Facebook not that long ago saying, why don't organists release new CDs? Well, I don't know the answer to that, but it certainly made me think about recent sounds that have been released on CDs, so I've put together this programme. We start off in Blackpool and the latest release by Phil Kelsall. Here's Phil with the finger-twisting Dizzy Fingers. Phil Kelsall there at the Tower Ball in Blackpool with Zez Confrey's Dizzy Fingers. We now move across to the other side of the country and to the small village of Howden Le Weir. The mighty Wurlitzer in the new Victoria Centre is an attraction to the locals and to those willing to travel. Simon Gledhill released his most recent CD on there, and this is a delightful slow ballad which I really love, and it's called Moonlight in Vermont. The lovely lush sounds there of Simon Gledhill with Moonlight in Vermont. Now, the most recent CD to be added to my collection has been a new release by Nicholas Martin, and the CD is entitled Dizzy Fingers. Nick is yet again recording on his Popular Technics FA1, and the CD is a well-balanced programme as always. Now, we've already had Dizzy Fingers, so I had to pick another track from the CD, but this is another finger twister, Leroy Anderson's The Typewriter. More finger-twisting sounds there from Nicholas Martin on his new release called Dizzy Fingers on the Technics FA1. We now move back to the sounds of the theatre organ and to the Town Hall in Ossett, which is an organ that has been put down on many records over the years, but the most recent has been by Keith Beckingham. This CD, which Keith has entitled Any Other Business, is live highlights from a concert which he did there in 2015. Here's Keith, who's waltzing through Europe.
Thank you.
Beckingham there with Tulip from Amsterdam, Vienna City of My Dreams, Wunderbar, Under the Bridges of Paris and Wonderful Copenhagen. We now pop into Wales and to the Neu Pendra in Tawyn. This delightful three-manual nine-rank Wurlitzer was originally installed in the Granada Woolwich. It was also the organ that Mark Laughlin made his debut CD on a few years ago. Here's young Mark then with Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. The lively sounds there of Mark Laughlin and Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. We now return to the East Coast and back up to Howden Le Weir for another track on the Mighty Wurlitzer. This time it's in the hands of Michael Wooldridge. Michael recorded a CD filled with Frank Sinatra hits, and on the CD is the girl from Ipanema. And with her is some baubles, bangles, some beads. Thank you. Michael Waldridge there with a Frank Sinatra duo, The Girl from Ipanema, and Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. The COS Northern World, it's in its home in Salta, is one of my favourites. Howard Beaumont managed to get the opportunity to record a CD on it a few years ago, and this is another ballad which I really like, When I Fall in Love. The lush sounds are of Howard Beaumont at the Saltair Wurlitzer, When I Fall in Love. Well, that's nearly all we've got time for on this week's show, so now time for a bit of Wolf and Wurlitzer. The Wurlitzer is the one that's installed in the Firstford collection in North Norfolk. And the Wolf is Robert. So here's Robert with a medley of three: Istanbul, not Constantinople, the Old Bazaar in Cairo, and Chinatown, my Chinatown. Well, with those rhythmical sounds there of Chinatown, my Chinatown, that's all we got time for on this week's show. Next week, it's back to James, who's going to be presenting his Getting to Know You. And if you haven't already done so, why not write in and answer his question, how did you get interested in the theatre organ? He'd be much appreciated if you could get your answers into him by Sunday at the latest. So from me, Damon Cox, that's all we got time for on this week's show. Take care.